The politics of terrorism was part of a Tampa City Council discussion today. It arose on whether or not the city of Tampa should vacate a portion of 20th Street in Ybor City to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department Operations Center resides between Palm and 9th Avenue in Ybor. Since September 11, 2001, the Sheriff's Office has erected barriers on 20th Street next to their facility because of security concerns. Sheriff David G. now wants to build a wall on one side of his facility, but told the city council he couldn't tell them why.
I don't want to exaggerate it. I know some people say this is exaggerated, all these threats to our country, but I assure you they're not exaggerated threats. They are real, and people who are the real experts confirm that these are. And so I have to ask you, to some degree, without going into all the different things that can happen by losing a facility like that, to take my word that it is, there are some things here that we need to better protect.
G said in his last meeting with the Department of Homeland Security, federal officials told him that his plans for the facility are reasonable and had answered their concerns. He said if he were creating a new facility, he would want a 100-foot setback from the street to the department's front door. But since that's not possible, the wall includes security gates on 20th Street, which bisects the sheriff's compound.
And I am limited what I can do on the east side of the building, but the west side of the building is of unique interest to us. And right now we only have a 12-foot setback.
But City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern wasn't willing to take the sheriff's word for it. She asked him specifically the needs for such protection.
What is the critical infrastructure that Chief Hogue mentioned that needs to be secured? What are we talking about?
But G said he couldn't tell her.
You know, do we wait till something happens 5 years now and say, boy, we should have done that 5 years ago? And I think that's where we're at. So I don't want to go into each thing other than to tell you, you've heard your chief of police, and both of us have, between the two of us, we have too many, I don't even want to say how many years, but we both agree that there is critical infrastructure to public safety.
That led Councilman John Dingfelder, who was chairing the discussion, to interject for the first of several times, seeming to put off Councilmember Mulhern.
Sheriff, I think your vagueness is appropriate on that issue, but go ahead with another question.
Yeah, I'm not done.
I know.
By far.
I just think we have to be delicate on that issue.
The Barrio Latino Commission has already gone on record opposing the county sheriff's request. The BLC is a citizens panel charged with protecting the architectural integrity of Ybor City, a national landmark district. The sheriff's department has had its operating center in Ybor City since the 1970s. Councilwoman Linda Salcena said the neighborhood has gone through many changes since then, and she wasn't certain vacating the street was appropriate.
We've recognized what a gem this is. We've seen very positive redevelopment, not only in residential uses, but in professional uses. And it's generated more life and activity, which is why the concerns about vacating the street, I think, are higher because of the activity.
And there's considerable opposition to the sheriff's intentions amongst some business owners in the district. Eric Schiller owns Gasper's Grotto, a restaurant and bar in Ybor City. He said essentially Sheriff G was lying about his intentions.
September 11th occurred. That's when the greatest amount of exposure would be. And in those 7 years, the sheriff has not installed cameras surrounding his compound. The sheriff has not limited pedestrian access, he just told you that, which would be suicide bombers, to his front door. So maybe there aren't any suicide bombers. He has not put even a rudimentary gate across his own parking lot on 8th Avenue or 20th Street. He has not asked for permission to build or install fences around his building.
And Schiller asked why there was a need for extra security now and not immediately after 9/11.
And you're being lied to, and you have scare tactics being shoved down your throat, and it's just not true. And the proof is that for 7 years, he's done nothing.
Tony Lakoa is president of the Historic Ybor Civic Association, which also is against the sheriff's move. As he railed against the move, Dingfelder again interjected, telling the speaker to essentially watch what he says.
If the sheriff is so concerned, he needs to shut down 21st Street, Palm Avenue, 8th Avenue, anything that borders his building. It's just as easily to blow up the building on those streets. There's such a small risk of attack. Who's going to blow up the sheriff's office? Come on, there's other things that are better targets in the Tampa Bay area than the sheriff's building.
Again, I'll urge you, Tony, to keep that a little lower key, okay?
All right.
Thank you.